Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day workshop for men seeking to overcome any destructive sexual habits. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery with decades of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to personally invite you to be part of our next workshop coming up December 2nd through the 4th in Texas. So call us today at 210-822-8201 or visit gatewaymen.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Doherty and Stephen Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Stephen is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Stephen on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. My name is Jonathan Dart. I'm here with Stephen Cervantes. How are you doing today, Stephen?
I'm well. Thank you, Jonathan.
Good. Well, before we get started, I just want to let you know, as we periodically do, that we are a listener-supported podcast, and we're so grateful to all of our listeners that have come alongside to partner with us, whether through a one-time donation or even just monthly partnerships. It's the only way that we can distribute this podcast to listeners all around the world. And so we're grateful for that. If you would like to learn about the various ways that you can partner with us, simply go to our website at puresexradio.com and click on the Donate tab. We'd be grateful for your partnership with us. So, Stephen, we're going to talk about your brain, okay? let's open your head up and see what we got there. But this is, I think, the issue of the brain and sort of brain science, brain health, you know, all of that is becoming a very kind of a popular thing right now in this field of sexual brokenness and addiction recovery and all of that. And so we want to try to tackle this. You had you'd been part of a seminar or something recently, and I want you to share a little bit about that and kind of where some things that you unpacked out of this that we want to unpack even further.
Good. The speaker was going over his outline, and then he did a little side trail, okay? It was Dr. Mark Jones in San Antonio talking about memories and triggers, and he said to retrain your brain, you need four things. You need purpose, you need structure, you need repetition, and you need consistency. So I thought, Jonathan, let's do a podcast on it. So if you could look at our papers, there are 4 points.
There's just four words on it.
We're going to do a whole talk. I said, you're going to have to show up and bring some of your stuff, and I'm going to have to show and bring some of my stuff here.
So I had to encourage Stephen. I said, listen, we've got a long history, and our listeners know this that have been with us for a long time, that we can just talk forever about nothing, you know, so we can just continue to go.
Okay, so number one, purpose and meaning or meaningfulness about ourselves or about our thoughts. So I'm sort of framing this. If you don't like your thought process, if you don't like where you are, what would it take for you to get to another place? And you have to quiet the noise inside your head, some of the shame, and then you have to go to the Father if you have a lot of guilt. But what's the dialogue that is helpful to repeat? And that's really where Jonathan and I are going, is what's the dialogue that he repeats or that I repeat? Because, and I wish you were sitting at the table with us so you could tell us what you're doing, because this is a compilation of coming together, of putting all the thoughts on the table and trying to get the best thoughts so we can do the best retraining of our minds.
And just so you know, listeners, if you do want to send us your thoughts, please do that. There's two ways you can do that. You can send it by email at mypoint@puresexradio.com, or you can just send it to us on our Twitter page, @puresexradio. So those are some ways that you can give us feedback and give us your thoughts on this too.
So I'm thinking, with all respect to the wives, this is a men's training program where we educate men, right? We train men and we educate the women, and this is a training program for men. But this has broad application, but we're going to sort of flavor it towards males, if you will, so that my thought is, what does a young man think? And what does a midlife man think? And what does a senior man think? Because what we're challenging each other with is, what is good purpose? What is meaningful in our lives that we want to repeat and celebrate and grow? So as I say that, what are you thinking about over there, Jonathan?
Well, being in more of that middle age man category, I would say that currently, you know, I look at some of the things you've got written down here in terms of I want to learn, I want to grow. The first thing that pops into my head is being a husband and father, and saying, and especially the season I'm in right now in terms of fatherhood, I want to learn and I want to grow in terms of how to connect with teenagers and how to help them make that transition from childhood to adulthood well, you know, and overcome my own insecurities and fears about I didn't navigate that transition very well. How can I help my kids navigate that well? So those are things those are the thoughts that I have now. And of course, along those lines is, you know what, we're in a season in our home where so much of our time and energy is focused on the kids, that I don't want to lose the strength and intimacy in my marriage with my wife. And what then does that transition look like in just a few years when we're empty nesters, and what are the challenges that we're going to face? And so I want to also be focused on continuing to learn how to connect with my wife well and you know, be close to her. So I don't know if that's what you were asking, but that's what's going on in my head in terms of the things I'm thinking about right now in my life that I want to be growing and learning and thinking about.
And so, one, we have to be aware of where we are in life and what are the important things to be doing right now.
Yeah, because those things are very meaningful to me.
Yes.
My marriage and my children are very meaningful to me.
That's good. So what is the greater purpose and what is the greatest meaning that we can have in life right now, today? How can we practice them? How can we get our mind sort of off lesser things and onto greater things? And so first we're going to figure out what the topic is, and then maybe apply some structure to it, remind ourselves that it has to be repeated, and we have to consistently do it. Because we could borrow from the spiritual walk, right? Mm-hmm. And we could say, what's the bigger purpose? Serve God. Well, okay, what's the structure? The Bible, prayer time, a devotional time, community, worship, those are all structures, right? And how often do we have to do it? We have to repeat it over and over again. I always say, God knew we needed to come see him every 7 days.
Yeah.
You know, the first day of the week, you better come back because I know who you are and I know what's going to happen during the week. You're going to make a little messes drift off. And so that's sort of the structure of what God, in that coming back to God, doing it repetitively and consistently.
Now, for the sake of, you know, you talked about this being kind of a training session here that we're wanting to do. So for the sake of our listeners, are we wanting them to focus? Because there's several different aspects of what you can focus on, like when you're talking about that meaningfulness and everything. Because there's part of me that says maybe, since we're talking about this idea of retraining your brain, that's a very biological sort of physical thing. would it be more helpful that these be very concrete things that we're asking them to think about when they think about what is meaningful? What is the purpose in the season of life I'm in? Because it seems to me like it wouldn't be as helpful, at least in this aspect of retraining your brain, to think in very philosophical or sort of
categories. Very concrete.
Like in my case, I'm saying very concretely, marriage enrichment and growth and learning how to help my kids navigate through the teenage years. And so that's where my thoughts are. I want to really focus on that. Those are meaningful. I want my children to grow up to be healthy, whole adults.
Mm.
And I'm in a season right now where that training is heavy and it's daily and it's really, coming at me fast.
Yes. And so you have to be very mindful and purposeful and present because, it's going to come at you in little bits and pieces, right? And it's going to be a daily walk and a daily dialogue. And there's a season that they're interested in talking to you, Dad. Then the season passes and they want to be with their friends and they're gone. Mm-hmm. And so you're in that window. And so that is the focus. And I think that's the structure too, right? It has to be within dialogues with your kids, walking with them, growing with them, being present for them, right? You can't be gone and do this work. Right?
Well, and help me understand if maybe this is, because when I think of structure, I often think of like, what's the container or I was talking earlier with you off air about the first thing I think of when I think of structure is a house. Well, a house, it contains everything within it. There are, the walls are these boundaries. So it's saying, the home is in the house, and so when I think of structure as it relates to maybe what I've been saying, would that include things like saying, okay, listen, I have regular dates with my daughters, I have regular meeting with my son, is that what we're talking about when we're talking about structure? Or
okay, here's the truth. The speaker only said these four concepts, okay? He didn't go into a lot. So you and I are winging this on the radio. But don't tell anybody out there, okay? You and I are winging this. But I think you're spot on.
Well, maybe we could send this podcast to Dr. Jones and see what he thinks about it after we're done.
So structure is right. I have to set up meeting times with my kids. I have to, at bedtime, have a structured routine where I go to each one of them. Structure is also to say you're a blessing, you're made in the image of God, to speak to those kids, right? What's their identity? Because I was looking at this piece of paper and it said, fathers help us with identity and mothers help us with security.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting? And the father reflects the Father God and the mother reflects the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And Jesus is the relational middle piece.
Yeah.
But identity comes from our Father.
I like that a lot because, that's good. I'm just sitting here kind of processing that, and I'm thinking that is really, really good.
So you're going to then make sure part of your structure is to say to them.
Is to speak identity into their lives.
Identity in those children.
And I think, maybe part of the reason why structure is so important is because we've all seen it before, right, where you have an idea, you have something that you want to work on. Let's take, for instance, I think a lot of times when we're talking about these kind of things, the example of diet and exercise always seems to kind of come up. It's an easy analogy to kind of think of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so let's say you are essentially saying, okay, what I want to do is I want to lose 10 pounds. And within that, I want to actually begin to eat healthier. But if that's just our purpose, and we don't put that into any kind of structure, is what you're saying that's virtually impossible that that's ever going to happen if there is not a structure
that's
to
right.
that
that's
purpose
a good
or
point.
That idea.
Yeah, we can talk
we can say all day, I want to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's right, but I'm not going to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go for a walk. I'm not buying any tennis shoes. That's all structure, right?
Yeah.
And so that's good. That's a good way to put it. There has to be some container, some format, because then we repeat it. And we repeat it with consistency. And so over the course, of a child's growing up years, whether you do it intentionally or unintentionally, right? We heard a story earlier where a mother was critical of the kid.
Mm.
Critical, 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 right? It was repetitive and it was consistent,
yeah.
Right? And it was in the realm of criticism. That's the structure.
Yeah.
And what was the mother trying to do? Make that kid a better kid. What did the kid do? He rebelled.
Yeah.
You know, said, I can't be what you think. You're driving me nuts with perfection. I can't be it. So I guess I'll be the rebel.
And I would, there's another word that I might use for structure that helps me. And part of this is just kind of my business background a little bit too, but it sounds like this is very much in a systems model in terms of saying, you know, your structure is the system, because it's like, okay, I've got this purpose. I've got this thing that I know I need to focus on, but the outcome really is dependent upon that structure and that system. Because here's the thing, if I have, like for instance, what you were saying, that purpose that mother had might have been, I want my son to grow up to be strong and confident, mm-hmm. and you know, get it done. But the structure and the system through which she was passing that purpose actually had a completely different outcome, because criticism was a poor structure,
yes.
for making that occur.
Yes.
So it seems to me like so much of this in terms of retraining our brain and refocusing and changing direction is really hinges on this structure. Was that, is
structure
that right?
Slash, we're calling it structure slash system, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to have, you know, if you repeat something, let's see, what am I trying to say here? I mean, just repetition isn't enough. I think you have to, you know, you have to have the right statement, right? And then you have to go before the Father in prayer. Let's just say prayer, right? What does he want? He wants to hear, you know, praise and worship, right? So we have to go into a structure of praise and worship, and then we have to repeat and be consistent with that, mm-hmm. right? But I can say I'm going to worship God, but I'm going to watch TV.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad structure, and the system is wrong to get to where I thought I was going.
I think this is starting to make sense to me, because I put it to you this way, and I think in the structure and in the system, that's a lot of times where the tools come forward. And if you're not using the right tools, then you're probably not going to get the outcome you want. You know, when my father-in-law and I, we were building our house, we had these. Compressor powered, you know, nail guns. I'd guarantee you that was a much better system than us swinging a hammer and, you know, having to drive nails into the framing of our house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's maybe structures that are more effective and efficient, even if you're still going in the same direction, even if it's a healthy direction, there might be some structures that are more efficient and healthy than other structures. Maybe
that's,
you know?
True. Yes, absolutely.
Because think about it in our ministry here. There's, if we're trying to get people towards living a life of sexual integrity every single day, maybe we come across a structure that fits better into our context today than it might have 10 years ago because of all the technology changes.
Mm-hmm.
If we're unwilling to change, then we, our structure actually begins to limit the outcome that we want. So would you say that this is somewhat of a malleable process? It's something that you if you're too rigid with it, then you might not be in a growth mode?
Okay. Well, and that last little bit threw me a little bit about, because you were saying the structure, if you get the right structure and system, you get success, right? But you can also have a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I want to make you a better person, so I'm going to abuse you. I'm going to get a rope and beat you, but I'm going to make you a better person. Well, that was a bad structure, bad system, right? But if I want to lose weight, then I'm going to join a group. That's a good structure. And I'm going to get a book and read on eating better. And I'm going to get around a group of people. And I'm going to, you know, count calories. And I'm going to set some systems in place that will help me get where I want to go. And I got to do it repetitively. And I've got to do it consistently, and I got to have the vision and the meaning and the purpose are all the same, but what's the structure that's going to get you where you need to go? Because you have all the vision. I can lay on the couch eating potato chips and weighing, you know, whatever, 400 pounds, saying, man, I want to be fit, but I don't get off the couch,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't go for a walk. I don't put the chips down. I eat carrots.
Now, here's the challenge that I see then is that we're talking about this in terms of your brain, right?
Yes, restructuring your brain.
And here's what I've found in my own life is I can even talk through all of this right now with you.
Yeah.
And I can maybe think about some things that I've got, like even mentioning, okay, let's take my marriage, for instance. I can see clearly right now sitting in front of you, hey, listen, I've got to really focus and maintain the strength of my marriage going through this season where there's such a kid-centric season that we're in.
Yes.
That if I don't do that, then my kids are going to leave home and I'm going to wonder who my wife is and she's going to wonder who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the challenge that I see with this issue of retraining your brain and really getting the kind of the biology to back up what you're thinking is that I may even think of the structures and the systems that are important. Hey, we need regular date nights. We need to do these particular things. What is the motivating factor that gets you from the purpose and the meaningfulness idea to actually step into that structure repetitively and consistently? Because I look at all this and I say, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
But there seems to be this missing element, this thing that says, okay, what does get the person off the couch? What's
I mean,
that
this
factor?
Is a question, or are you going to tell us?
No,
or
I'm
you
asking,
just have a question?
I'm saying this is the question I think we need to address because I'm sure it's the question that our listeners are thinking. They're thinking, this all sounds great, but.
Yeah, but I think we're talking about desire now,
couch.
Right? We're talking
yeah,
about a bit of desire and passion, right?
Yeah.
Because I wrote three categories, wife, this is you, wife, kids, and yourself. Because early on you said my fears, my insecurities, my doubts, right? So you have to have a healthy model, structure for working on yourself, right? You have to have a good model for interacting with teens, and you got to have a good structure for building your marriage, continue to grow with your wife, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, when you say what's the fuel, I think it's our passions and our desires, which we're not talking about, right? I have to want to have a great relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And recognize that we are made for a relationship. We're better in relationship, right? That's sort of the driver. Why would you want to keep improving your relationship? It's good for your health. It's good for her. Having a great place to go. Who doesn't want to go home? Somebody to look forward to. They look forward to you. They say you're wonderful. You say they're wonderful. Magic of marriage and intimacy, right? Just go down the list. Go down to kids, when you're right, and build them up, and they feed you back love, and you feed them love, and then you send them out the door, and then it's you, and how healthy are you, and what are you doing with your fears, your insecurities, and do you have a vehicle, and are you repetitively working so fears are managed? And are you doing it repetitively? And do you have awareness that I don't want to be a fear-driven man?
Here's the thing, though, that I don't mean to be the cog in the
gear.
Go
ahead, burst my bubble.
Here's the thing that I see as the biggest challenge to all that is that if we are, because I don't disagree with you in terms of the desire. We have to want to have these things in our lives. But you and I both know in the work we've done over the years that, man, desire alone to go in the right direction is not the thing that gets everybody to go in the right direction because desire wanes and desire, you know, is all over the place. So I think to me, one of the things that I wrote down under structure and systems here that is absolutely essential, I think in terms of helping maintain that motivation is in order for us to, this to be an act of our will, we must do this within the context of community. Community has to be part of that structure. When I say that, I mean, that can take many different forms. It can be a one-on-one mentor. It could be a small group. It could be, you know, just a handful of guys, whatever. We need those friends and advocates and coaches and, you know, that are saying when, not if, when your desire wanes for this purpose that you've got in your life, we're going to come alongside and remind you that it's more an act of your will than it is you feeling like you want to do these things. Do I always feel like I want to press into my wife and pursue and do all? Good grief. No, I mean, we've been married over 20 years. We're not, you know, there's always going to be times where it's like desire isn't always necessarily the motivating factor. But the fact that I have a covenant relationship with her and that I am committed to her until death, I have to, my will has to be involved in this too, not just desire. Does that make sense? I mean, so I think the structure has to involve some of those pieces that are going to speak both to your will as well as your desire and say, are you still moving toward the goal?
Yeah, and I think you're opening this whole thing up real big.
I know, because I have a tendency to do that.
Well, and you know, part of what you're asking is what's the fuel source, mm-hmm. right? But this is just what are the four steps to make rewire your brain. And let's make an application to sexual addiction, right?
Yeah.
What's the application, right? The structure, the old structure is I take care of myself. I fantasize to go be alone. And when I feel pain, I find pleasure. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the old structure, right? Well, now what's the new structure? We have to get around other men. We have to be open and honest. We have to find ways to deal with our pain that are healthy, right? Our disappointments, right? So that we got to get the right structure, and we have to have a good mission, which is to be to operate how we're designed. Mm-hmm. We're not designed for addiction, right? We're designed for freedom.
And serving others, yeah. So,
and so when you get this, you get the purpose, the mission, hey, I want to do what I was designed to do. That's the purpose. Live like I was supposed to live. So then tell me, what are the things I have to do? Get in the right structure or community, mm-hmm. and repeat it and be consistent.
This is one of the reasons why I think, you know, no matter what a person's opinion may be about, let's say, Alcoholics Anonymous, I think there's a reason that there has been much more success than failure in that program. And part of it is this type of a deal here. It's like, okay, listen, what's your purpose? Your purpose is to be a person that is sober.
Yes.
You were made to be sober. That's meaningful. Sobriety is meaningful. Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're going to put you in these meetings. We're going to put you in these meetings where you can in a shame-free way, share your story, get support, have community, and you're going to do that how often? Regularly.
And they
daily.
Say 90 meetings in 90 days. If you're a new alcoholic, go to 90 meetings in 90 days.
And you're going to do that consistently?
Consistent in that structure.
Now, the only thing that I would maybe change in terms of a little bit of language in this is that last piece. I would actually, every time I see the word consistent or consistently, in my mind, I always change it to persistent. And the reason is because I have proven over and over and over again in my life, I'm not consistent. I don't think a human being can be consistent other than in failure. We can we can consistently break things and mess up. And you know what I mean? So the idea is sometimes that puts a language on it, like kind of a perfection model language sometimes. And I think I get the motivation. Yeah. I get the idea of what they're saying is you have to keep doing it over and over again in as much the same way as you were before.
Yeah, but persistent means like even if it's annoying, just persist, right?
Yeah.
Persistence is like a gut raw, just persist, don't quit, I don't want to persist. Consistent sounds like a clean class assignment. Okay, do it consistency class, okay. But persistence is like get dirty and win. You know?
And the reason I say persistent there is because if you've got the structure in place, then there's the consistency is in the structure. So like if you're going to an AA meeting, listen, if you go tomorrow, it's not likely that it's going to be dramatically different in its structure than it was yesterday.
Right.
So the consistency is in the structure and the system. You're just persistently plugging into it and saying, every day I'm going to go and I'm going to go and I'm going to go again.
Right. So the point is if you have a lot of fear or doubt or shame, right, figure out a big meaning, a bigger purpose, a more spiritual purpose, right, and then determine to sort of do it like in a first thing in the morning structure. And then repeat the line, I am loved by God, I am forgiven, and repeat it through the day. You know, I've been set free, I'm a chosen one. Consistently and repetitively pray the container about grace, mercy, forgiveness, standing, sonship.
Yeah, and this is I want to encourage the listeners out there that may be feeling overwhelmed right now because you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have no structure. I mean, I know I need to have changes, I have no structure in my life. Think of it again like building a house. You start and you build it piece by piece. You don't build a 40-room house all at once. You build it one room at a time. So just start with that. What's the small structure that you need right now to take some steps to move in the right direction? And what you'll see is as you are retraining your brain and things are getting different, you're going to get a lot more clarity on those other rooms that need to be built in your house. Well, we are so grateful that you've been with us. And if you'd like some help in terms of building this house, so to speak, please contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to seeing you all back here next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.